And good morning. Today is Monday, September 17th, 2018. It's blue skies out there this morning, and I decided to play a little Gershwin to kick us off. I don't know if he was writing about blue skies. What do you think, Ted Howard?
Well, he might have been writing about frosty windshields. And that's what I had this morning.
You did. I'm joined by Raven Radio board member Ted Howard, and he is here to introduce us to Raven Radio's new general manager. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have hired a firecracker of a general manager, and I'd like to introduce Becky Myers to y'all.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, you are in Portland, Oregon, currently.
Yeah.
What is the weather like there? Because also we can talk about is the sun, our continuous sun these days.
Well, we have the opposite. We are now firmly in fall with gray skies and fog and rain. So just the way I like it.
You will be perfect for Sika then. So Becky Myers is our new general manager, the sixth general manager for the organization and the first hired outside of the organization since its founding in 1982. She has been at KBOO, the station in Portland, well, one of the stations in Portland. And I'm wondering if you could talk first, Becky, about how you got bit by the community radio bug. What was the first sign of love?
The first sign was I joined WVFS Tallahassee in 2005, and I just loved being able to work with the community. I had joined as a student, and then once I graduated, stayed on. I focused mostly on local music and having bands come through, and so I really loved being able to spotlight kind of the local flavor and music of the area. It's quite a thriving scene, and, you know, that's a really cool part about Sika, as I've been able to see lots of really great art and creativity. So I'm glad to, you know, kind of transition all that stuff into, you know, what my position will be in Raven Radio. But I love music, and I think that was, you know, the big part of me loving community radio, is that it was a place for all sorts of creativity.
Yeah, having roots in music is a good start for working in community radio. And our previous general manager, Ken Fate, he once had a program called Desert Island Discs. And I don't know if he's the originator of the program, but he used to host it. And the question was, what music would you bring to a desert island and why?
Wow.
Throwing you a bit of a curveball this morning, but what do you think? What would you bring?
Wow. Well, I love experimental music, and I feel like for Desert Island, you know, bringing on the works of Moondog or some of the free jazz would probably fill up my time quite a bit. I love drones, and I love all sorts of creativity in that way. So, yeah, it would likely need to be some kind of Philip Glass scenario or, you know, Kronos Quartet and some other more experimental works. So that's what I would bring to a desert island. But it's funny, Desert Island Discs, I am a huge fan of mixtapes on cassette. And so I'd probably have to bring it on cassette and hope for the best that my tape player didn't break.
This sounds like a very cool radio show, actually. I think I could learn a lot from your music taste. And I mean, in addition to liking experimental music, one thing that struck me about you when you came up to Sika is you like experimentation in general. You're really creative. You're really interested in trying new ideas. And what excites you about coming up here to experiment with or to play around with as you assume this job as general manager?
Well, you know, part of coming into a new community is getting to know it. And so I'm really, really excited to get to meet Sika, find out, you know, who's doing that cool stuff, making the experimental happen and being a part of that. I do audio collage as an art form, and I have always loved doing sort of a detournement of, you know, found audio archives and TV commercials. And so, you know, how that translates into my new life in Sika, I'm not quite sure at this moment, but I'm excited to find out how, because I feel like, you know, life in wherever you happen to be, that has a specific specific influence on your art. And so I'm excited to find out how, you know, everything kind of synthesizes together.
Yes, because long but been there, a... Go ahead.
No, there's so much more to, you know, find out as well. And I think Raven Radio has a lot of really cool stuff going on. It has a great relationship with its community. And, you know, what anything that, like, you know, might be new is up to question. So I'm excited to find out about that, too.
Ted?
Well, one of the things that impressed us during the interview process with you is your passion for public radio. You know, you are not just involved with cable, but you're on the board of another independent station. And your creativity when you're talking about making things happen. And we think you're going to be a great fit for our Raven family.
I am so excited. Yeah, I do so much. I think I probably live and breathe radio in a way that, you know, is kind of a privilege. You know, I am the board president of Freeform Portland, which is a low-power FM station here that focuses on music, but I also work on Oregon Community Media, which is a collective of community stations. And I'm the co-chair of the Grassroots Radio Conference coming up here in Portland on October 5th.
Wow.
So the more community radio and the more that we can build, you know, solidarity and strength together, the better.
Yeah, you're keeping busy up until the moment you leave, it sounds like. And what would help you transition to moving to Sitka? Because it's a big move. We are far, 850 miles away on an island. You are putting down new roots here. What would help?
Well, I'm looking for temporary housing for the first 3 months. It turned out that the logistics of moving all of my stuff up is a little too difficult at this moment, particularly since I'm working right up to the moment I'm leaving. But I'm looking for a one-bedroom or studio apartment for, I guess, like the first 3 months of my stay. And I'm hoping that I can keep that pretty affordable. So if you have any leads, let me know, folks.
Okay, and how should people get in touch with you if they have a housing lead or just want to say hey?
Well, they can probably get in touch with me for now best through my email address here in Portland. I'm at development@kboo.fm. So send me emails. You know, I'm pretty responsive, and I'll have that going up until the moment I move to Sitka, and I'll have the Raven Radio email address. So
that's right. I anticipate it will be Becky@kcaw.org. Rebecca has been claimed before from our program director, but I
well,
want
to. Okay.
Yeah. The your first day is October 15th, which is a great time to arrive at Raven Radio. Our Fall Pledge Drive is the first week of October, so we'll be coming down with hopefully a big wad of cash to fuel us into the next year. And then October 19th, we're having we draw the raffle ticket from a bucket, and then we get to inform an individual that they have 2 round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. Buy your Raven Radio raffle ticket now if you have not. Maybe Becky will pull your name. Then we have Stardust Ball on, I believe, the 27th of October. And when I first arrived, Becky, I remember my first staff meeting. Ken looked at me and went, "So what are you going to wear for Stardust Ball?" And I didn't know what that was. And then there was this this shock that like ran around the table as everyone realized that no one had warned me about Stardust Ball. And you have been sufficiently warned, unfortunately or fortunately. Any idea on a costume and what you're going to wear?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm not much of a dress-up person or costumer, but I am a huge fan of Adventure Time, and so I was thinking I might be Fiona in Cake, perhaps. So
that is awesome.
Yeah.
Ted, is there anything?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be here welcoming you with open arms and a lot of just genuine joy that you're coming to work with us and oversee this community radio station that we all love. Ted, reflecting on the past year, how has it to have Becky as our GM.
Well, really excited. I'm looking forward to brand new things, some new directions, some new ideas that we haven't thought of yet. And we'd sure like to give a shout out to the folks who were interim directors. Lily Herwald and Robin Sherman did a fantastic job in the interim. But we're looking forward to some permanence and looking forward to having you here a long time, Becky.
Absolutely. I'm glad to grow with Raven Radio.
Becky Myers is Raven Radio's sixth general manager, and she will be joining us on October 15th. That is her first day at work. And I'm also joined by board member Ted Howard. Thank you both so much for joining me on the program this morning.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Enjoy Portland. Hope it clears up. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.